Just when you were convinced that Oregonians would never see the link between adequate schools and educational excellence, voters in six local areas spoke up and said they do, and that they don't expect Salem or the Tooth Fairy to save their schools. The voters took matters into their own hands and taxed themselves. They gave their kids a full school year and an opportunity to learn a foreign language and to participate in music, debate, and sports. They taxed themselves during a deep recession and the highest rate of unemployment in the nation. From Multnomah County and Beaverton to Sherman County, Condon, and Joseph, they said they would no longer accept having to eat their seed corn. To them, failing to plant a good education in young minds only produces less employable Oregon adults in the future. Six other levies failed, and even the successful ones are at best a patchwork. They tend to favor urban locales where the relative income of taxpayers is highest over rural areas where incomes are lowest. It is alleged that rural Republicans in Salem represent rural kids. These lawmakers are certainly screaming about their schools being poorer than urban schools. Raising state revenue would fix the problem. But Salem's Republicans oppose all taxes at all times under all circumstances. They're even angry with voters who pass the local levies. David Saracen of the Oregonian calls the Republican position an insistence that everyone's schools get worse together. Ironically, Democrats in Salem may be working hardest at the moment to help the kids living in rural Republican districts. Emboldened by the passage of the local levies, most Democrats there are pushing for new state revenue for all Oregon schools. This week, these legislators collided with Republican House and Senate leaders Karen Minnis and Bev Clarno, who sneered at the idea of raising any new revenue. Almost as Minnis and Clarno were speaking, the Oregonian revealed that, unlike individual taxpayers, 65% of Oregon's corporations paid no taxes last year, only a $10 minimum fee. If you raised that fee to just $200, you could generate $20 million for the next biennium. That's more than enough to hold all of Oregon's schools harmless. It would be fascinating to watch Minnis and Clarno oppose this idea. They would risk alienating their own rural taxpayers who, though brainwashed by the GOP on taxes, know a massive tax dodge when they see one. They would also risk ticking off rural parents who might legitimately ask why a modest, equitable measure can't be used to close the gap between urban and rural school funding. After all, that gap is what rural Republicans have been making a living bellyaching about. This is Les O'Coin.